This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another world. Another time. In the age of wonder. Another world. Another time. His life was green and good. Until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I got a load of phones here, and our guest has to leave in about 5 minutes, but I'll come back and take the rest of them, too. But let's go to Jeremy, Jay, Wes, Steven, Switchblade, and others. Joel Skousen, editor-in-chief of worldaffairsbrief.com, is our guest. You're not going to find better information, I don't think, out there. That's why we have him on routinely, and we appreciate him joining us. Jeremy in Kansas, you say you're against Trump. Tell us why.
Yeah, so listen, here's the situation. It's definitely an authentic populist uprising on both controlled party sides, for Trump on the right and for Bernie on the left. At the same time, we know about controlled opposition. And just because a so-called elite are against something doesn't mean that it's good. And actually, what's going on is that Trump is meant to play the role of a pseudo-fascist stalking horse on the right to get Hillary Clinton elected. I went out and spoke to the Bernie supporters, and they don't want to vote, or most of them don't want to vote for Hillary Clinton. And yet some of the rhetoric that's coming out from Trump makes them freak out emotionally, and a lot of them will vote for Hillary over Trump.
Sure. Well, I've had Trump's advisor on, and he agrees, and now Trump's been changing that. So I get your points. Let's get Joel's take. Joel?
Well, you know, he makes some very good points. They're all correct, except I don't believe that he's a controlled Manchurian candidate. Look, Donald Trump won't even control himself to the extent of writing his own speech and stick to his own script. He simply cannot do anything but speak off the cuff. You simply cannot control a person like that. So I don't think he is controlled. And that's why I think the establishment is against him. That said, I don't think that he will do everything right. I don't even think he may follow through.
Sure, but is it fair to say he's a wild man?
Yeah, he's a wild card. But let me tell you this. He would set back the globalist agenda 4 years if he got elected, because they simply would be scrambling to get him to do what they want. He would do maybe 30% of it, and it would set back, and they don't want their agenda set back another 4 years.
Yeah, their system's like a Swiss watch. See, he would be sanding the gears big time. Jeremy, thanks. Let's go to New York. Let's talk to Jay in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, hello. I listen to your program almost every day. And I also found Mr. Skousen's strategic relocation to be extremely helpful when purchasing my home. I do need to fully disagree.
Sure, you don't have to preface that you disagree with us. Thank you for getting this book. Yes. Thank you for the support.
Okay.
What do you disagree with us on Trump?
What I disagree with you is that I don't believe you are doing the full extent of the fight against globalism if you continue to not acknowledge John B. Wells and Caravan to Midnight and his work on exposing the various aspects of what's happening in the geopolitical world today.
Ma'am, I appreciate your call. You know, I said we're taking calls on Trump. I've had John B. Wells on my show probably 10 times. He's a nice guy. I don't get involved in people in their fights with other folks, other radio hosts. I can barely cover the news and have my family in my life. I'm like in grown-up world here. Okay, so my show isn't high school where it's about this host or that host or personalities. It's about trying to stop World War III. Joel Skousen, I'm going to take more calls after he's gone. Got about 30 seconds closing comment. Thanks for joining us.
Well, I want to just say I'm a big fan of John Wells. He's had me on several times. We've talked about globalism. He's very much in favor of stopping the globalist agenda. So I don't see how, you know, the caller can make a statement that you or I are opposing or not supporting John B. Wells. I think he does a great job.
Yeah.
I think you do a great job too, Alex. And I can tell you that from listening to your show as we came on today, I think you've got the right idea about Trump. You've got the balanced approach. He is going to stop the globalist agenda to a certain extent. He's not totally reliable, but he's not a controlled candidate.
And he listens to the people. I've seen him change. Thank you, Joel. Great interview. We'll be back.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're teleprompter free. We're makeup free. At least when I'm on stage. Up here at the newsroom. It is a stage, though. The whole world is a stage. Each of us players upon it, wrote Shakespeare. I get asked that all the time. They say, is what you do an act? And that's a complex question. About 60% of the time, I'm being 100% totally serious. I guess another 20% of the time, I'm being satirical or joking around. It's pretty clear when I'm being satirical. And maybe another 20% of the time, at least some days, I'm making jokes or screwing around on some other complete subject. But that's on a day when I'm screwing around. Most days, it's about 98% serious. And I'm always telling the truth about serious issues I'm covering. I'm always trying to tell you the absolute crystallized, condensed truth. Because the problem is, truth is such a big, giant subject. Things are so complex. If you omit things, it's almost a lie. even though you're not trying to, subjects are so big, I'll hear a rebroadcast sometimes and, you know, wish that I would have added something else. The difference is I'm trying to tell the truth. Mainstream media is trying to dumb you down and trying to confuse you most of the time. And then when they do tell the truth occasionally, even the mainstream reporters get demonized. And that's why they don't do it too often on key subjects. And mainstream media tells the truth about a plane crash or, you know, a car fire or, you know, who got elected most of the time. But on key political issues, they'll lie. Like all these Democratic operatives caught starting fights and posing as Trump supporters. The video's up on InfoWars.com. Now, I want to keep going to these folks that are mad at Trump and telling us why. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. But when I'm done with this raft of calls, it's just going to be open phones. I would hope you'd want to comment on the new Supreme Court nominee who is the biggest anti-gunner in the federal court system that tried to overthrow D.C. Heller. Before that, he tried to stop it. So he's the guy that brought the case to overturn it and failed. We're going to get into that. Huge deal. Just absolutely out of control. So we're going to be breaking that down. We're also going to be looking more at the campaign. We have this new story by Kurt Nemo. Obama selects Second Amendment foe for Supreme Court. Expected to overturn Scalia's ruling on Second Amendment if confirmed. And I had my stack on him, and so much has been moved. See if I can find it. It even has his ruling. Guys, I had it. It had green marker on it. I'm sure it's here in the stacks. I'll just cover this once I find it at the bottom of the hour or so, because I'm going to go back to calls, where he makes the statement about how D.C. Heller was horrible and he'd overturn it and he'd go back to what D.C. had. I mean, that is total gunman. That is what he believes in. Total gunman. Meanwhile, Boehner is backing Paul Ryan, trying to draft him to run for president and just come into the convention with no delegates and have the Republican Party order the delegates just to hand it all over to him. Just very brazen, extremely naked on that front. Also, Fox News GOP debate canceled after Donald Trump backs out of John Kasich, Ted Cruz follows suit. So that's beginning to unfold as well. Now, I want to get to other callers on other subjects now, so I'm trying to race through Stephen and Switchblade and Wes and Rick and Jason. And then I'm going to just open the phones up in general, as I said, on these subjects. Why do you think Russia pulled out of Syria? I agree with Skousen's analysis. It's dead on. What do you think about the North Korea situation? What do you think about these unprecedented attacks to now arrest Trump if people attack him and are violent at these demonstrations? This is now a direct attack on free speech. I also have a science stack that I want to get to. But briefly, please don't forget that we are listener supported. I want to thank everyone that visits InfoWarsStore.com and shops with the good guys. We have just hundreds of great films, hundreds of powerful books, hundreds of great liberty-promoting T-shirts like Hillary for Prison and Molon Labe, his and hers T-shirts. We have the best optics at the lowest prices, G-Shock watches at the lowest prices. When you buy from us, again, you're supporting the front lines of the info war. And we have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. I've talked about the iodine conspiracy for years, and now new research is shedding even more light on the power of true nascent iodine. And folks, from our research, we're the only ones that have this pure of an iodine. We've talked about how iodine was taken out of the food supply and how populations gained as much as 15 points when it was added back to the salt in the 1990s. Look it up for yourself. Now the newest iodine discovery is being revealed. How iodine, that's a typo, they said 1990s, it's 1900s, works with the gut to promote optimum health. As InfoWars and Dr. Group have told you for over 20 years, the gut is the root of pretty much all health. And too much bad bacteria in the gut can make you sick. This research is clear. Iodine is key because the thyroid regulates it and the pineal gland and so much more. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine is extracted from 200 million-year-old salt crystals deep in the earth and tested for radiation. View InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine before it's too late and sells out. And I would just add the caveat to that Fluoride attacks the thyroid. It's one of the bad halogens. It attacks the pineal. It attacks all of your endocrine systems. It suppresses it. So from my research and what I've experienced, it makes your hormones, your body start cutting off and cell death coming in early. And just iodine and super male vitality and doing a liver cleanse, everything I've done, I'm going to next week after doing another liver cleanse starting next Monday, I'm going to get in a pair of swim trunks again and show what's happened since a few months ago. Because it's a process to lose almost 100 pounds. I gained 100 pounds, folks. Not working out for 15 years, basically. I hiked and did some stuff, but then the exercise didn't get off me. It was the fact that I didn't have the key things in my body. Do yourself a favor. Just check it out. X2, super male, super female, Anthroplex. These are the keys. Secret 12, the highest quality. Just super absorbable, organic. Vitamin B12, the winter sun, all of it, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And find all the other great supplements that I endorse and support, but that we don't produce. The Longevity folks do, and when you buy it there, it supports us. We have some of the biggest discounts, free shipping for auto ship, discounts when you become a distributor, at InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. Okay, let's go ahead now. And go to Stephen in the great state of Florida, where Donald Trump dominated last night, and Marco Rubio, the Ferengi ambassador, stepped down. And he said whoever won that would be the nominee. Now he's not saying that. So, Stephen, go ahead. What do you think of Trump?
First of all, I want to say Beyond Tangerine 2.0 and Rebound from Longevity, and then Secret 12, X2, Supermail, Brain Force, Prostagard, and Silver Bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank
you guys for putting those out there. As far as Trump, Alex, I'm glad he's put out a lot of stuff that's stirring things up. It's obvious the establishment hates him. However, I look at things deeper. I look at things from a spiritual standpoint, not just a natural or a political one. And as far as I can see, based on the only one who has right judgment, and that's Almighty God and his word, Donald Trump is a spiritual and moral failure, and I have four reasons why. Number one, his use of eminent domain. What's the difference between him doing that and the BLM doing what they're doing? Well, one does it through the courts, the other does it by force, but they're both using the government. Secondly, the casinos. The Bible says that he that maketh haste to be rich hath an evil eye and shall not be innocent. Thirdly, Planned Parenthood. While he has come out for defunding it because of abortion, he believes that that's only a small part of what they do, and they do a lot of good things for women's health. He's either got his head in the sand, or he's ignoring on purpose what they're all about, which is abortion and everything that goes with that. They're eugenics. They were founded for that reason. But fourthly, two words, Marla Maple. This man is an unashamed adulterer. I hear you guys saying he's a good family man, Alex. Roger Stone has said that. I'm just floored by that because the Bible says in Proverbs 6 that whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. A wound and dishonor shall he get in his repentance.
All right, hold on. Hold your horses. Ho. Very good call. You raise a lot of legitimate points. I hear what you're saying. And that's how the globalists, can be defeated by their own master. Is they think they're all going to get the power, and then not the system, but something else brings in the strong man to overthrow much of what they've done, and who knows what comes out of that. I hear you. My gut tells me that Donald Trump overall is good. King David was a man after God's own heart. He had his best friend killed, sending him into a certain death mission so he could have his wife because she was so luscious. And my issue is, he later really repented of it. He wasn't like he knew he could just repent and get out of it. He literally repented later. So, I really think at the end of the day, you have to read the Bible in its full context. King David committed adultery. And so is King David good, but Donald Trump's bad because he likes women? I mean, he's not in there with little kids like a bunch of these Congress people. And so I'm sorry. I'm just not on some high horse, and I'm not saying you are. And I'm glad that you're the best guy around and, can control, yourself and everything. And I get it. It's just that, I've been a good boy, too. But the point is that I can sure got stuff running through my head. And so I just, you know, thank God for creating women. That's all I can say. How do you respond to that in 30 seconds? We're going to break.
Well, what I say, Alex, is that, yes, David repented. That's my issue. It's not that there's not forgiveness, but there must be repentance. I don't hear Trump renouncing. They talk about him, you know, coming out against Duke. What about what he's done personally? He needs to repent. I don't see any evidence of that whatsoever. He's unashamed of what he's done.
You know, I got to be honest with you. It's refreshing that he's not a hypocrite and then you know, saying he's perfect.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Kitty Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284 or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs to my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people, and so we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry.
All right, look, I can't spend 5 minutes with each caller because I want to go to all these callers and also get into other subjects in the next segment. about the new Supreme Court nominee and being totally anti-gun. But look at this headline out of Newsday. College goes on lockdown after lightsaber mistaken for a gun. And I see these articles all the time where you'll have an 8-year-old with an orange and, you know, lime green or purple Nerf gun in their own backyard. And the police will come and take it away and sometimes write tickets saying it scared someone when no crime was committed. Or the school hears about it and suspends you because you played with a Nerf gun at home. So imagine someone has a green lightsaber, you know, that you buy at Target, and some moron thought it was a weapon because they were so hysterical as a social justice warrior. They wanted to be hysterical about something and call 911. So a New York college that went on lockdown over a report of a gun on campus says the weapon turned out to be a lightsaber. Indeed, you are powerful. Students and staff members at Farmingdale State College on Long Island were told to shelter in place Wednesday. Land of the free, home of the brave, folks, with big yellow stains on their pants. When police investigated a report that someone was assembling a rifle in the school parking lot. College spokeswoman Catherine Coley says the rifle was actually a Star Wars toy. Farmingdale State is part of the University of New York system. 8,700 students, armored vehicles and SWAT teams, the MRAPs, to save everyone from the lightsaber. Indeed, you are powerful. Oh, man, I've seen police called for, like, a Transformers gun, and it showed it on the news. It was an inch long. But these same trendy see cops with guns, they go, ooh, the state, I like it. This is a cult. They're taking over. They're a cult of weakness and watching television and being pathetic. And I don't put them down with pleasure. I put them down so when they're listening, they understand how slack-jawed and pathetic they are, so they hopefully wake up and stop doing it. Switchblade. The word scared me. Arrest him. Ah! It's like Lynch Hall. Lynch, Lynch. Ah! Ah! I saw a Halloween party. I'm scared. Shut it down. Ah! Sorry. Switchblade in Texas. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you for that. I'll be very quick here. Let's see, basically about 3.5 points on why I cannot support Trump, although I do agree with you, he's not establishment. One, he basically came out and said, you know, we have a lot of problems with this government. We have a lot of corruption in this government. I know because I participated in that corruption. I have a real hard time swallowing that pill.
That's not what he said. He said it's a corrupt system. You got to do it, and I'd try to end it where you have to literally pay these people to leave you alone.
That's an illustration of what he actually said.
I know, it's just horrible to have somebody openly, you know, just admit that it's a corrupt system.
Yeah. Correct. But then he also said, I know because I've bought politicians, so you can trust me. I can't swallow that pill.
No, he's saying the system is buying him. It's legal. He doesn't like it.
Oh, I understand what he's saying. I just
if you try to get a nice tie made in the U.S., it costs like $50. You can have it made in Mexico for $5. And then you try to sell the tie. Believe me, we've done it. For $60 to make $10, no one buys it. You sell it for $35 from Mexico that costs $5, and you make $30. You sell it for $60 when it costs $50, you make $10. It's the regulations and everything is designed to shut us down.
I understand that, but that's also completely...
But I mean, what's wrong with him being honest?
There's nothing wrong with him being honest. I just have a hard time believing that he would do anything to fix anything other than what's good for Donald Trump. Everything Donald Trump has done in his life has been for Donald Trump. And on top of all of that, you've got his constant, repetitive remarks against free speech whenever he's, you know, voicing his opinions on various things like the phones or the quote-unquote protest.
Yeah, no, I've said I think he's wrong because he doesn't even know how to use a computer from what I'm told. Let's just say he's less tech-savvy than I am, and I'm not. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 3. Trump's about a, you know, 0.5. And he's like, let him in. They got warrants. Let him have the terrorist info. Now that he understands it's a larger issue, he's moved away from that. So there are some pitfalls there, and I hear what you're saying.
But then he reiterated after Chicago, which granted those protesters were in the wrong, protesting is a right protected against.
Well, let me just say something. It's not a protest when you go to somebody else's political event and try to disrupt it and run into people. So, I mean, listen, the weathermen thought they were protesters, you know, bombing people. So, a bunch of George Soros people coming to your event. But I have these people come and try to shut me down. So, what about my free speech, you see? I mean, I've gone out and had rallies before. We're going to have a rally here. And people go book the time where I'm going to then tell me I can't be there. You know, so there's a lot of other stuff going on out there. Hey, I hear you. Let's not have Trump. The Federal Reserve agrees with you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Du joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I've been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without BrainForce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more BrainForce, and came in.
You will find BrainForce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Hello, boys and girls. I have a special message for you from the President of the United States.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
And we are, as a people, inherently and historically, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
Reporter Brian Guide in our newsroom, and there has been an attempt that perhaps you know now on the life of President Kennedy.
The initial attack on the destroyer Maddox on August 2nd was repeated today.
Psychological warfare operations went into high gear.
Retaliation for this unprovoked attack on the high seas, our forces have struck the bases used by the North Vietnamese patrol craft.
It would allow the president to wage war in Vietnam.
Just
1976, flight 455, which took off from Venezuela bound for Cuba, suddenly exploded. All 73 passengers and 5 crew members aboard died after the plane crashed near Barbados.
William Colby has been missing since April 27th. His canoe was found washed up on the banks of the Wicomico River April 28th.
He's missing and presumed drowned.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad.
I've always felt the 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
All right, what is the Trilateral Commission?
It's an organization founded in 1973 by David Rockefeller.
They're really up to is a scheme to plant their own loyal members in positions of power in this country, to work to erase national boundaries and create an international community, and in time bring about a one-world government with David Rockefeller calling the shots.
I understand he was tapped for Skull and Bones.
Tapped for it? Sir, he founded Skull and Bones.
It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-built and radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
We have got to fight, Santa. It's not going to be easy.
Front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, I'm going to go to some calls here in a few minutes, and I've got to get through these anti-Trump calls, because in the first hour, if you just joined us, I said, hey, you're anti-Trump, tell me why, and we'll do it. And it's gone pretty good. Some people made some good points. Others have just brought up reasons to criticize me. I don't like Trump because such and such, because you did this. Fine. I'm just trying to gauge where you're coming from here. Look at this headline. It's from Breitbart. It's up on Infowars.com. It's up on DrudgeReport.com. Activists plot largest protest of the century. MoveOn.org and the White House, they won't go protest all the wars they're launching, because after all, Obama's got a peace prize. But they will go out and protest free speech. And then notice in the photo here, stop hate. They link arms and run into you. And go, scares ass coming through, and then just run men, women, and children over. And then just punch you right in the face. And the media goes, can you believe the Trump people incited violence? How dare them? And even a few people fought back against the social justice warriors. Because you know the social justice warriors, they've been taught if you're a libertarian, a veteran, a conservative, a Christian, you deserve to die. If you're white, you deserve to die. You know, we played those clips. That's what's taught at the universities. What you have is low IQ, low information people that just show up all full of themselves, and they show somebody threatening to kill Trump with a machine gun. He goes and tries to attack him, says he wants to be a martyr. They put him on CNN as a hero to create more of these people. Anti-Trump groups threaten largest civil disobedience action of the century. We need to have free speech events to counter these people. These people are true trash. There are a bunch of thugs that want to run into people. Back in Germany in 1938, they'd be wearing brown shirts. With little, to be technical, 1933, with little, because those useful idiots gotten rid of right after that, with little fanfare and almost no news media attention, some of the same radical groups, yeah, I want my reporters focusing on these people. We need to send our reporters out to follow Trump. That's where the action is. It's about First Amendment, not even about Trump. With little fanfare and almost no news media attention, some of the same radical groups involved in shutting down Donald Trump's Chicago rally last week are plotting a mass civil disobedience movement to begin next month. They intend to march across the East Coast in order to spark a fire. That'll be a bunch of radical Muslims, Black Lives Matter, socialists, communists, red flags, just beating people up, basically, and going in and going, you're white, you're scum, a bunch of white guys saying it to you, and you're just like, I'm just here at a grocery store, buddy, getting a cup of coffee. Doesn't matter, I'm better than you, I'm a bully. They intend to march across the East Coast in order to spark a fire that, quote, transforms the political climate in America. An operation calling itself Democracy Spring. Remember Al Gore said we need an Arab Spring in America? In Democracy Spring is threatening drama in Washington with the largest civil disobedience action of the century. Now, you won't do it against the Federal Reserve or the IRS persecuting people or, you know, all the toxins and vaccines. No, you'll just do it against free speech because MSNBC told you so. The radicals believe this will result in an arrest of thousands of their own activists. We will demand that Congress listen to the people and take immediate action to save our democracy. Yes, by banning free speech. And we won't leave until they do, or until they send thousands of us to jail. The website for Democracy Spring declares, channeling rhetoric from the Occupy movement. Soros funded again. And they want to switch all the angry Bernie Sanders people who are going to be mad at Hillary over to Trump. MoveOn.org has been playing a prominent role in organizing the anti-Trump activists, including last week's shutdown of the billionaires' rally at the University of Illinois in Chicago pavilion. Because they want to support democracy, they want to ban your free speech. They're such good people. That's normally called an oxymoronic statement. Meanwhile, here is the report from the Legal Times. D.C. gun case, rehearing denied. The circuit was 6-4 with Judge A. Raymond Randolph, Judith Rogers, David Tattle, and Merrick Garland, stating they would have granted the petition for a rehearing to overturn D.C. Heller. He was against it at the time and tried to overturn it. He's the very guy out there trying to overturn one of the most important pro-Second Amendment cases in our history, and he is now nominated to the Supreme Court, and the media is spinning it that he's a conservative. He's even worse than John Boehner. George Herbert Walker brought him in, so he must be good, huh? Talk about comedy. Apple says U.S. founders would be appalled by DOJ order. Now, the DOJ admits they've got thousands of phones they want to break into. They can go in through the hardware in the phone, but it takes time. They can also go right to the ISPs and providers and get where everybody went. So it's a red herring. And most stuff has back doors. They just want to sell the idea that they're breaking in things to keep you safe. So that's all a fraud. And they do want to have universal encryption keys. So, and the federal government's a giant sieve, so it'll proliferate out to all the criminals, including those in government. It's just a fact. They're everywhere. Criminals are everywhere. Private sector, public sector, you name it. So it is wrong with what they're doing to Apple. But Apple runs the most oppressive factories, just reported, in the world, with suicide nets, forced abortions, and forced drugging, and 16, 17-hour days. And no parental care, no nothing. You get hurt, you're off the job, that's it. How can we compete with this? Why don't they bring Apple back to the United States? And it go up in price a few dollars, but it actually create jobs, like Donald Trump's talked about. But they are one of the most oppressive anti-liberty groups, giving money to take our guns, money for open borders. They are probably one of the most evil corporations around. They censor people they don't agree with. They're very, very centralized. And just to hear them in USA Today, Apple Inc. charged Tuesday that a court order forcing the tech giant to assist the federal government in unlocking the iPhone of San Bernardino terrorist Saeed Farooq was based on non-existent authority asserted by the Justice Department. According to the government, short of kidnapping or breaking an express law, the court can order private parties to do virtually anything the Justice Department FBI can dream up, says Apple lawyers arguing the new court document. And I agree. It's indentured servitude. Make us a program. Break your encryption so we can get into the front end of this. Make your product obsolete. But for them to then talk about the Constitution and the founders, when they're there butchering it, stinks to high heaven. Here's another one to show what the politically correct Justice Department's doing. They don't go after the IRS persecuting people. They reward them. They don't care about the drugs being shipped in on government aircraft. No, they want the NFL to not ask the sexual preference of players. Because it's just all an agenda to take away all your basic rights, but then give you the right to not be asked what your sexual preference is. Faux rights, or rights that don't matter. Look, they got surveillance blimps, forced inoculation, you know, forced GMO, fluoride in your water, everybody dying of cancer, but you've got a tranny potty at for the fifth grade. Yeah, world government's here, total enslavement, but we're going to teach your five-year-old how to have sex. That's how they operate. Meanwhile, China, Russia planning space attacks on U.S. satellites. You know what? Let's go to some of your calls, but I'm giving each person a minute. We're going to go to Kentucky, and we're going to go to Canada, and we're going to go to Florida, and we're going to go to Vermont and North Carolina and other places. Jason in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes. Would you like me to talk to you like Hillary did when she was in Kentucky?
No, but...
How'd you like some possum? How'd you like some possum stew? It's a moonshine.
That's funny. But I just want to say I agree with Trump about 90% of what he said. But honestly, after what happened in Chicago with that whole protest thing, or a demonstration, or whatever you want to call it, I honestly believe he is a plant for Hillary Clinton, because by him doing what he did...
The way he blamed Bernie people?
Not only just that, but just this whole handling of that only benefited Hillary Clinton to win not only Illinois, and believe me, I hate Bernie Sanders, and I hate Hillary Clinton 10 times more, but that's why... I just can't support Trump anymore because that benefited Hillary.
Well,
so
I mean,
much.
I really don't think, and I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I really don't think that Trump is establishment. This is all a big scam. The danger is he is his own person as a wild man, a true Trump card. But we'll find out. Speaking of this, I meant to play it because I just covered this article. Anti-Trump groups threaten largest civil disobedience ever to shut down free speech because they're social justice warriors. And, you know, they want Martin Luther King quotes off the walls at Oregon State because it's hateful. He didn't include gay people. He just said, our children live together of all races, colors, and creeds. Oh, well, it's exclusionary, like the word mother and father. So you got to have it pulled down. This isn't a cult of control freaks. But meanwhile, Donald Trump says there'll be civil unrest if they steal the election from him. So could this be the plan for the Civil War? Let's go ahead and go to the clip.
Win before getting to the convention, but I can tell you, if we didn't, and if we're 20 votes short, or if we're you know 100 short, and we're at 1100, and somebody else is at 500 or 400, because we're way ahead of everybody, I don't think you can say that we don't get it automatically. I think you'd have riots. You know, I'm representing a tremendous, many, many millions of people. In many cases, first-time voters. These are people that haven't voted because they never believed in the system. They didn't like candidates, et cetera, that are 40 and 50 and 60 years old.
All right.
And they've never voted before.
They hate the fact he's bringing populist voters in who are out of the system. And then some will say, well, voting's a fraud. Well, only if you have cruddy candidates and there's election fraud. But they have trouble stealing an election if it's a landslide. They're scared for real. And we're forcing them out in the open. This is a big victory for liberty. Rick in Florida. Let's go to Florida and talk to Rick. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex Nine, your listener. Good to be with you. My beef with you is this. Why can't you ask Donald Trump about Building 7? He builds buildings in Manhattan for a living. You're the father of the 9/11 truth movement. Ask him if he accepts the NIST report from 2008. Ask him if NIST won't release the computer modeling that they used to come up with their cockamamie theory. Ask him about Building 7.
Well, as everyone knows, hold on just a second. My job is to cover up false flags and to make sure nobody knows that 9/11 was a staged event. I'm being sarcastic. I meant to ask him about that. I meant to ask him about the 28 pages, and that was actually on my list. And I meant to ask about the Federal Reserve, and I got that message to him. It looks like he's going to be coming on soon, and I will ask those questions. So there you go. But at least he's brought up the 28 pages and the fact that Bush wasn't a hero. That's a big first step. Or is he worse than the Bushes, actually? Because, you know, he goes part of the way. Isn't that a good thing he did?
Absolutely, but can I hold your feet to the fire? If you fail to ask him about Building 7,
I may not now. Because I'm not going to be bullied here. Okay? I mean, people call me all the time and they say, you're covering up the Federal Reserve's private because they just learned it. And I've been talking about it for 25 years. Come on, man. I make films about 9/11. I cover it. I get into it. Trump's come out and said they're covering up 9/11. How am I and Trump bad when we're two people getting folks to talk about it?
Softball questions that he should knock out of the park for a grand salami. Ask him about Building 7. He builds
sure.
buildings.
Well, hold on. I heard you do that. Just you're so accusatory, like I'm David Rockefeller. Listen, if you're a new listener, we don't just have anti-Trump call after anti-Trump call. The first hour, open the phones up for these people to call in. And when about half of you seem so mad at me. So, see, you have a platform here to bring up Building 7, which I'm the great Don of covering up. I'll agree with you. That's my job. I'm the guy that exposed it first. And so I'm a bad person. You know, I would say it's your responsibility to go out on the campaign trail and ask Donald Trump about that. You've ruined it for me. I was planning to answer. I'm not going to ask him that now. Sorry. What do you say to that now, Rick?
I'm still going to listen. I'm a 9-year listener. I buy all the nutraceuticals, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, OsteoFX, Nascent Iodine.
Right. Let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
Well, listen, I hear that you're fired up and stuff, but don't ruin it for me. That's actually on the list of stuff, okay?
Okay, Alex.
So just let me enjoy myself a little bit here. I mean, believe me, this stuff all the time. Like before an interview, the most important thing I want to cover, and then after, I didn't do it. But believe me, I'm going to get into, you know, all of it with Trump. And believe me, he wants to get into it, too. So I hear you, Rick. I appreciate your call. We're going to come back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. It's quite a Wednesday transmission.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4040 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4040.
I say I shot the sheriff, but that sheriff was in fast defense.
Freedom came my way one day.
Freedom came my way one day.
David, going to host quarterback, poncho, command, run, chair, anchor, direct, orchestrate, execute, carry out, transmit, chair. Did I say captain? The fourth hour. I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy. Scalia dies, Garland decides, and the Supreme Court is his reward for being a champion of evil. As the wheels are coming off the globalist oligarch party, they are unmasking their intentions. We will look at Boehner and the GOP delegates openly talking about how they will throw out the election and make the nomination a selection. Or a royal coronation. How are we any different from North Korea if they do this? See how far we've fallen? And we'll look at the metrics from last night's election where Trump dominated. All this and more coming up in T-minus about 5 minutes with the one, the only, David Knight from deep in the heart of Texas. I'm your host, Alex Jones. He's welcome to continue with these callers. David, 70-year-old vet on everything. Frank in Maryland, Trump skipping the Republican debate on Fox. Vincent in Vermont, Social Security and immigrants. Brian was talking about Eric Blair in 1984. Vincent wants to talk about Russia. I'm going to get a few of those now. You heard a caller earlier who was almost frothing that I bring up Building 7. And yes, I'm going to try to get into all that. But at the same time, you heard him then say, no, these are the most amazing products ever. Go do the liver cleanse. I'll be honest. It's easy to do. I've only done it once. I started it and quit it a few months ago because I'm a lazy blob. I mean, I love exercising, but I don't like taking vitamins and stuff. And every time I make myself do it, my life gets better. I'm going to do the liver cleanse with the liver shield, the oxy powder, the apple cider vinegar. It's up on InfoWarsLife.com. They expanded it to even fancier one. That's confusing even my mother, so I'm going to have that changed. All you need is the apple cider vinegar, the oxy powder, the liver shield, and then the olive oil on the sixth day before you go to bed, and the Epsom salts. Just a couple little caplets of those, and boom, it opens up your gallbladder, and it is spectacular. Doesn't work just one piece alone. And that happens about 12 to 24 hours later, generally the next morning, about 6-8 hours later. But it took me about a day and a half. Just try it for yourself. It's amazing. Just do not drink while you're doing it, obviously, because your liver's wide open when it's happening. And then after I did it, people said, watch, you drink one beer, it has a huge effect. It's like, wow, my tolerance is gone. And then it came back. I mean, it really is amazing. Your purchase supports the broadcast. A lot of other great products, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go to Brian in Canada. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, thanks a lot, Alex. I appreciate you taking my call. I know you're a big fan of Eric Blair, the author of 1984.
Yes.
And I just finished the book. I read it in 2002, but I just finished it like in the last 48 hours. And I guess I wanted just to ask you whether or not you thought that Eric Blair had this insight that we're often talking about, this advanced insights, because the book is just so dead on is what's happening today. It's almost like a blueprint of your radio show. I mean, he knew what was going on. This is the 1940s. And I just wondered if you could share perhaps your thoughts on whether or not he was part of this cabal, this Illuminous group of people that had
Yes. You know, I ought to do a video about who was Eric Blair, because I can't do it in 50 seconds. But I'm sure David Knight's going to come in the next 5 minutes. I bet he can give you his take. Eric Blair came from an elite family that was inside the Wedgwoods and others and the Galtons and all the rest of them, so he knew a lot. He was a member of the secret police, basically, in India. Then he was a communist, fought the Spanish Civil War. Then he was a propagandist in World War II with the OSS, and he wrote the book to tell you what was coming. That's why it's so real. That's why it's so powerful. But no, he was against them. He was definitely a defector. He died 1 year after 1984 came out in 1949. Stay with us. David Knight, 70 seconds away.